Warning, the following program contains material of an offensive nature. Listener discretion is advised. This program is not suitable for those under the age of 18.
And now, Big Sexy Talk.
Oh, Bill!
Self-destruction, collateral damage.
Welcome to Big City Talk.
The dirty edition.
And I'm not Bill Zabersberg. That's Bill Zabersberg. I'm Saul Rubinstein.
I wish it were Bill Zabersberg. I feel like shit.
And you are Big City Talking on the Foxtel iStar digital platform. Yeah. Welcome to another show. This show is a sizzler today, Bill.
Mm-hmm. We've heard it already. It's great.
Paris Hilton is leaking, and we're going to talk about that later on in the show. Young talent type coming back down.
Ozzy with John DeJong
up front. We're going to talk about that. Avril Lavigne was down under in Ozzy.
Yeah, touring schools. Hello.
She's great. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that, cozying up with Avril Lavigne later on. We got the Beckhams. We've got a new kid on the way, Bill. Mm. We're hoping to talk to David Beckham exclusively on today's show.
See what happens when you have makeup sex.
Hey, Regis Philbin, we've got the exclusive out of him. We've got talk of Aussie groveling to the U.S. Yeah. Trying to stay afloat.
As usual.
And also, too, we got Morrissey, the fruitcake from the U.K.
Jesus.
About to hit North America.
What's
on a
he
tour.
Whinging about now?
We're going to talk to him about what he's whinging about, Bill, later on at the show. Also, too, big news on Bon Jovi. Bill Zabersberg will have an exclusive interview with John Bon Jovi at some stage in the next episodes. Also, too, Bill.
Carol!
An exclusive poetry quarter this week from the Wigs Band featuring the Paul McCartney Act.
This is the one I'm waiting for today. Great British backing singers.
Of the 80s.
Of the 80s.
We're going to talk about that exclusively later on at the show.
Helen Terry's going to be joining us for the discussion, too.
We have a giveaway, and Bill has already revealed one of the two great English backing singers of the 80s.
That's okay. We've got about 40 minutes to think up of some more.
Oh, Bill, I think it's time for some very fruity rock from the Trash Can Sinatras.
Doug told me they're still around.
I don't think they are. Here's something. This is known as track number 7, the I'm Immortal song.
Big City Talk.
Out for a spell, I'm slated. I'd lost the yard I was hating. I dug a rug out the dugout. Leasing a joint in the turnout. Immortal, no life,
no life at all.
I'm immortal, and that's
no life,
no life,
no life
at all. Subject I skirt gingerly, gingerly.
Well, one of Bill's favorites there with Trash Cats.
Wouldn't it be?
Nitras.
Wouldn't it be?
And I'm a Mortal. You are Big City Talking.
Sol was the only person in the world who bought that album.
Thanks for getting that up with us today. And it's great to have you on board.
Mm.
We have been fully digitized for the first time since 1968, Bill.
Feels great.
And it is a sensation.
New lease of life.
You can hear the quality coming through your big Foxtel tweakers, tweezers, or whatever they are. What are they called, Eddie Weeder?
Tweeters.
Tweeters.
Tweeters and woofers, Sol.
That's our paddle boy, Eddie Weeder. G'day, Eddie.
Hi, Sol.
Hey, a big Aussie, g'day.
G'day.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, we're doing okay.
G'day, mate.
We're doing okay. We've had some the law on our ass this week, squeezing us about one of our real estate developments up in Queensland.
I also drove into a house. Still after me for that one.
I've always said, you people, you should never live on a corner block.
No.
It's time for the diary now.
The Big City Talk Diary. Thanks to Del Switter Slims, part of the Del Switter range of fine tobacco products.
Bill, Paris Hilton is leaking.
Oh. Which end?
And this is hot news. As you know, we like to talk about Paris each week if we can at the show.
And it's all part of our ploy to bring her into our realm.
Into our orbit. Yeah. And she's leaking, and this could be a disaster.
Mm.
I don't know whether this discharge was planned or whether it is just something that's happened.
I need a bit of detail here about
What's happened.
What's leaking?
Her new single
The new cheek's leaking.
Her new single is called Screwed, and it's already leaking on the internet. And,
I see.
And the fans are downloading a big slice of Paris.
Mm.
I had to listen to it, Bill. I think it's a hot song. I think it's a hot pick. And I think it's going to bullet up the charts with all the speed. And then it can muster. And I think we should send a big Aussie G'day to Paris.
It's a Paris. I hope you manage to stop the leaking.
I hope you manage. Bill Somersberg is wheezing today at the show.
I've been wheezing for years.
And we need to have a
I keep on telling my doctor, I have got emphysema. Will you listen to me? I can't breathe.
Eddie,
you're fine, Somersberg. No, I'm not.
Hey,
I need one of those machines.
Look at you. Officially, you're 59. Unofficially, you're 72.
What sort of...
You're looking $1 million, you asshole.
What sort of doctor are you telling me I'm not sick?
And these doctors, we have to go back to New York every time we want to visit a doctor. It's a long trip, Bill, especially when you're in a lot of trouble.
Especially when you're sick.
Hey, as opposed to the other times when you just want to get a certificate. So you don't have to turn up to work.
Or
this goddamn radio show.
You need access to the cabinet.
This radio show has sucked us dry, Bill, since 68. Of all our greatness. You
no wonder I'm wheezing. I mean, sucked dry.
I doubt whether you people out there fully appreciate what Bill and I have given to entertainment since 1968. And the hell you understand.
The women we've loved, the women we've lost,
and
the women we've put up with.
The women who have tried to take our body under the guise of love.
Yeah.
And they've said, Sol, you're so great, I'm in love with you, and I've had such low self-esteem and been so heavily medicined that I've fallen for their ploy and I lost their house. And Bill, it was a good decade there in the 70s where I was downsizing, losing half my fortune.
You lost some good houses.
I lost some beautiful houses.
I can't believe you lost the one with the skylight.
I wound up in a bedsit in Hollywood, living at the back of Bill Cosby's house. And
writing gags for Paulie Shore.
Oh, that was the lowest. I'll tell you what, when Bill wants to really sting me, he talks about
the time when I was
reduced to writing tags for Paulie Shore.
Not even Paulie Shore thought they were funny.
Well, Bill, in hindsight, I look back at it now and I realize the material was not that good. At the time, I was really drinking a lot of cough medicine, and I thought they were hilarious. You know, I didn't start with Paulie Shore. I started right at the top with Danny DeVito. And his, I said, what do you think of my tags, Danny? And
so maybe you should write for Paulie Shore.
That's it. So I was hooked up with the cars. I was trying to get the cars out the back to the garage where I had been put up by the cars.
He's the worst landlord. Keep it down out there.
$200 a week.
Stop writing so loud.
I'd say, cars, I think we should work on a sitcom together. I never heard anything back from him.
You wouldn't want to work on one of his sitcoms.
Oh, too many woolly jumpers. Oh, Bill, I want to talk about Delta, Helter Belter Delta.
Mm.
There's a missing album out there, And it's all going to court now, Bill. Mm. Are we going to see Delta Belter on the stand?
Back in court.
Is that your hope, Bill?
I
see
think
her
so.
On the stand?
Yeah, well, I've had her on a pedestal for years.
And Bill would love...
I had a bust made out of her.
Bill would love to be down there. Mm. And in Bill's creepy bust room, there's a bust of Delta.
Yeah. I do. It's not a room. It's a hallway.
There's also a bust of Aretha Franklin, which takes up a whole corner.
Actually Aretha's bust.
It's a bust
it's
of a bust.
Of a bust.
It's not her head, because you don't need that over breakfast.
And what I've got little tape recorders at the back, so you just press a button.
You're about to start messing
with No, I'm not having one. I'm just clearing a bit of space for a Dell's Widow.
Oh,
I almost did, though. Yeah, thank you for pulling me up.
Mr. Hammersberg, you have no respect for radio, nor for the pharmaceutical industry, abusing both at the same time. We're looking forward, Bill, to getting...
Can I just say, I can't believe what the Australians are trying to do to the American pharmaceutical industry with this very unfair free trade agreement.
Cheap drugs.
Squeezing the American pharmaceutical industry.
You know, Bill, I don't even think about all the research that goes into it. They got a lot of guys over there in white coats who are spending a lot of time with their eyes over those specimen things, Bill. What do they call those things where it makes it bigger? Anybody,
microscopes.
That's what they're working with over there.
Yeah.
And they know what's going on.
Trying to invent the ultimate headache cure.
And Bill, I gotta say, if they want to put up 40 patents and slow things down a little,
exactly.
You know why not?
Hey,
why the hell not?
As long as there's something there on the shelf,
it's only medicine.
Mm.
And
I don't care what color it is.
You know
what the side effects are.
And if you people down here don't like it, Bill. You know, it's a free country down here. Why don't you start up your own pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, do some research into whatever's ailing you. And let's see what goes on there.
Why don't you look after yourself a little bit better?
Hey!
And don't get ill.
Yeah. Or stop eating all the greasy food. All the freeways down here pumping out and belching out the mill poisons and toxins and cell phone towers.
Get off your fat asses and go for a walk.
Yeah, that wouldn't hurt you either. Instead of always attacking the poor drug companies, Will.
Exactly.
Who were just trying to make a fast buck.
Just trying to...
You know?
Just trying to make an honest, fast buck.
Hey. And we'd like to say g'day, big Aussie g'day to all our, major.
All our pharmaceutical mates.
Who have, you know, well, let's just say, you know, my back, I can feel someone scratching it. And I can feel my hand is scratching someone else's back. And everyone's backs are being soothed.
Couple of paracetamol salt.
Hey! Oh!
You know, I choose heroin.
Today's show is rating 23, which is the lowest this season.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know what's going on there. You're with a diary, a positioner, then back with more chat. City
Talk. You're with Mel and Sol's Big City Talk, the gateway to Alaska and the Orient.
Oh, Bill, what a great positioner.
Oh, fantastic.
Featuring Aussie Dan Maximum on voice. Mm. And if you'd like to hire Aussie Dan Maximum for a session, well...
Tough luck.
You can track it down at your own discretion. But if you want to E the team, you can E us at fantastic@bigcitytalk.com. fantastic@bigcitytalk.com. And you can see our website, Bill, which is...
Big City Talk bigcitytalk.com. I sort of got that right. BigCityTalk.com.
And you can see everything about the team there, and you could find out about our product, which includes various loose beats.
Mm.
But first now, Bill. Bill had his official 59th recently. And
again.
We arranged a party with some big bands.
Yeah, and I didn't turn up.
To come and play. Bill Zabersberg, of course, didn't even bother to turn up.
It was a game on.
It was a what? Oh, game on.
It was a game on.
Poker.
Yeah.
Bill makes it sound like he was doing something sporty. Yeah. He wasn't. He was just losing a
I was playing poker with David Lee Roth.
And this is the Red Hot Chili Peppers band, Bill, who turned up to your birthday party to play live.
They buy me a present?
And what their present was, we'll come in full production. Do the full show. Bill said, SMS'd them to say, I want you to do the Give It Away song.
Yeah, for my friends.
As part of the show. They said, well, we're not doing that at the moment, but we'll work it into the set just for you. Right. And then Bill, in the ultimate insult to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, decided not to turn up to his own party.
Mm.
And thousands of people were there, Mel, all disappointed. They don't come bearing gifts. But the gifts were taken on the way in before they realized Mel wasn't there.
I'd set the table up earlier.
And there was a big truckloads of gifts and presents which were taken to Mel, who lost a lot of money in the poker game. And he was soothed by the presents that came his way. Also, too, a video of the Red Hot Chili Peppers playing the Give It Away song at Mel's birthday bash was brought to him on DVD.
Was it a good night?
It was a great night, Mel.
Good.
They were in fine form. And for the listeners out there who didn't get to go to the party because you weren't invited, here's a taste of what happened at the Give It Away song with the Red Hot Chili Peppers band at Mel Zabersberg's 59th birthday recently, at which Mel did not turn up.
So who ended up doing the happy birthday song?
Oh, well, we wheeled in the Aussie pop sensation, Holly Valance, and she sang the But Mel wasn't there.
Thank Christ I didn't turn up for that.
She didn't know who the hell you were, so we just wheeled out one of our employees and said, that's Mel just
sitting
there.
Happy birthday, dear. Mel.
It was actually Tony Mone from our equalization department. And we'd like to say because he could aid him too. Well, Mel, where are we at?
Who the
now?
Hell is he?
He's one of our employees, Mel.
I didn't know we had an equalization department.
What do they do, Mel?
Am I paying for that?
Oh, yeah, we're all paying for that. And the listeners out there can appreciate that by the fatness of the sound, Mel.
Oh, I see. They look after the equalization of the show.
It's all about tweaking.
They're under me, Mel.
I see. I thought they might have been equalizing the books for us.
What about April? What's her name, Mel?
Avril.
Lavivier.
Sounds like a pill.
Avril.
You got a couple of Avrils. Got a couple of Avrils on you. I got a splitting headache.
I'd pop a couple of Avrils. You know, maybe have a lie down.
Yeah.
You know, maybe wait.
Might lie down with an Avril.
And Mel tried to use that on her, but I don't think they get him up in Canada. Bill,
she didn't get it.
She didn't know what the hell was going on, but I think she's as dumb as a sack of buttons. Just quietly. I mean, that is only opinion. You know, I mean, for all we know, she could have been the brightest kid in her grade.
Exactly, but I don't think so.
I mean, sitting down at over Chinese food, talking with April Lavivier,
you were slopping it all off yourself as usual.
It's not
you know, when you go to a Chinese restaurant with Sol, you get up, one half of the table's nice and clean. The oven is just covered in black bean sauce.
That's Sal's Corner. That's Sal's Corner. The one with all the sauce. Yeah. With all the sauce all over the table.
No, I don't need a napkin. I'll just wipe my face on the tablecloth.
On the sauce.
On the sauce.
That's for sweets.
I won't have sweets. I'll just lick the sauce off the tablecloth.
Bring out the water bill. And the worst thing is that Ava Lavivier is sitting there like a bird, just picking at her noodles. Yeah. She ordered cockles, deep fried cockles.
You know, I sued a Chinese restaurant once for making the towels too hot. I burnt my fingers on it.
He burnt his face, too. Yeah. And Mel was appearing at a big awards night, a corporate affair later that night. He just got a Chinese to settle his stomach.
So I never liked the food at those big dudes.
No. Mass produced food, Mel.
No. I always fill up in a big Chinese.
You know, I don't trust restaurants that do food that's for 500.
I went and had a Chinese.
How can there be?
As opposed to some Chinese, I had a Chinese.
How can there be? Well, that's what it's like what the Aussie governor said, Mel. There's nothing wrong with having a McDonald's sometimes.
As long as you don't have two, just one.
You know. And Mel, of course, was looking through the Chinese restaurant.
Chinese wall.
Well, he was standing out there with Philip Bailey from the Earth, Wind, and Fire band, who was taking SMSs from Phil Collins about some sort of reunion.
But don't even think about it, Phil.
They're outside. It's freezing cold through an icy winter. Yeah. I'm indoors with Avril, who's nibbling and picking out a food. I'm making an absolute pig of myself.
He's so much Chinese, he's going blind.
And basically, towards the end of the dinner, I had the feeling, Mel, I wasn't getting anywhere because she was looking at me with disgust.
Yeah.
And after trying to ply her
I'd imagine the chicken with green probably turned her off, too.
I tried to ply her with not only booze officially, but unofficial booze, which had been infused into the chicken with green dish. And that didn't work. So at the end of the night, I said, listen, I've tried everything here tonight. Will you go back to your hotel with me and have sex? And she just said, no, it's not going to happen. And I said, well, your rock is banned off our show. Now, if Triple M can do it, then Foxtel Digital can do it too, Mel.
And then she ordered a Diet Coke and went.
Hey, but we did part on a high note, and it was a C sharp. here's some Swedish rock now.
Yeah.
This is not the ABBA band, nor is it any other Swedish ABBA band you've heard.
In fact, there's nothing to do with Sweden at all.
Unless you're thinking of the Hives coming right at you now with some fresh rock right out of the Swedish earthenware oven and a little more for little you song.
Yeah!
Hives band.
The last bastion of white metal rock.
And mixed with blues fusion and power
pop. You ever heard any James Brown?
I love James Brown, the godfather of soul, and we will be talking to him later on at today's show, just as we say casually by passing.
Yeah, we'd be talking to him now, it's just that he's having a moment.
Well, Bill, there's a lot of news about Skeletor, Beckham, Posh, Spice, a.k.a., has got another bun in the oven, and we wish them all the best there, Bill. But there's some very disappointing news coming out of there that says that she's using her two kids to get the marriage back on track.
That'd be right.
Never works, Bill.
No.
Bill and I have been there, done that.
Kids are usually the cause.
And produced more kids in the hope to salvage a marriage, usually to an entertainment sensation. Mm. Bill and I have been hanging out by the fingernails, trying to keep access to the accounts and the flow, because we've had eras where our business, Big City Talk, has been...
Well, the... Yeah.
You know, right at the end of the road there. And... Well, it's never going to work for David Beckham and his wife, Skeletor Beckham. She's got to start eating some steak, Bill. And I suspect it should happen today. And if there's any wishes, if you'd like any recipes on how to cook meat, Skeletor, if you're listening in, just ear us. Fantastic at BigCityTalk.com. Yeah. We're going to come running.
It's all there.
And with some recipes for maybe a big creamy mushroom sauce.
Now, so are you a man who is constantly flipping the steak, or do you just leave it on one side until it's done?
Bill,
flip it over until it's done.
No, wrong. Incorrect answer.
Or do you sear?
Well, I like to sear. And what a lot of Aussie restaurants down here fail to do is to sear the ends and the sides.
Yeah.
You gotta sear the ends and the sides of the beef. Otherwise, it ends up with red, some sort of mess at the end and the side. You try to cut it.
Discharge.
It's just some sort of Paris Hilton style leak. And,
really?
I don't approve of that.
No.
You gotta, once it's seared, Bill, you gotta let the damn thing sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing that a cow likes less after it's been chopped into a million pieces.
Yeah.
Is to be shuttled around, Bill, on the hot griddle.
Having forks stuck in it. Yeah.
Bill, have you ever cooked
You know what I really hate? When someone's cooking and they cut a bit through the middle to see if it's done.
And then they try and hide it by serving the steak upside down.
Yeah.
The first thing I do when I get a steak
covered in onions
in an Aussie restaurant is I flip it.
Yeah.
And if it's had that little cut in there, I immediately turn Greek and throw the plate on the floor, call for the hired help and say, this beef here has been manhandled.
So, sorry, did I ask for someone to cut up my food for me?
Hey!
Why do I have no arms here?
You know, and, you know, do I look like I've got teeth?
What is this, the special meal?
Yeah. I don't have false teeth, but Bill does have the heavy steak cut up into tiny little pieces.
Yeah, you know, well, I've just been throwing it in the blender. And making the puree.
And adding vodka.
Yeah. Hey, it's great when you're on the run.
Oh, Bill also pours dairy in as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Bill, I would have placed...
But I do put a couple of grapes in there just to, you know... pretend it's healthy.
They go straight through, Bill. That's the one thing I've noticed about grapes over the years. They don't hang around for long.
They've got no reason to be there, really.
Get in, get out, do the business, and then they get on to whatever they have to do after that, which is getting flushed out into the ocean somewhere for some Aussie surfer to take a big mouthful.
Or
you know? I mean, your beaches down here are disgraceful.
Is that what that stuff is floating? Floating near the shoreline.
Bill.
Saul's grapes.
Bill has taken the show down to possibly the lowest level. It's now rating 8. And the listeners are deserting the show today in waves. But that's only our A rating to B rating, which is the other rating they do, which is when we get a low rating, which is the rating with some spin on it. And it shows, Bill.
When we get those sort of ratings, we just don't bother doing the show. We just walk out.
Bill,
it's like, if there's no one listening, what's the point?
Bill, in the 25 to 27 demographic, we're officially coming third.
God,
and we like Christ. To say, hey.
It's the Olympics, hey.
Here's some rock now, some Aussie-style rock from the Oscar Lima Band. And this is the Sell It to the World song.
Any relation to Atma Lieber?
Hey, we got some free Atma Lieber mugs. And
We got thousands of them.
We got a warehouse. We thought I'd bought Leah, but the great instrumentalist, we're going to crack it.
Yeah.
Bill and I.
We thought he was going to be the new trend.
We thought he was going to be the new Yachty. We invested millions into illegal.
He was there for a while.
Bootlegged mugs with his face wrapped right around him. But Bill, we had to made in a land where they didn't appreciate it. The face stretched all the way around.
Yeah, exactly. I told you we should have gone for that removable stuff. You never get it printed on the cup.
And Bill wanted a cup that had his Atmar Liebert's face on it, and when the hot water hit the cup, then it turned into a naked lady.
Hey.
And Bill, too, has a new range of those pens, Bill, where you tip them upside down. And it is a lookalike of Kylie Minogue in there. And she's not wearing much at all.
Mm.
Oscar Lieberman now selling it to the world as Kylie did. And she's a sweet one, Bill. What are your thoughts?
A little bit old for me.
Says the officially 59, the unofficially 72-year-old Bill Sappersberg. This man has got the front of the Metropolitan. Selling it to the world song now. Exclusively, you will not hear this anywhere else. And I guarantee you that. And if you
how many times are you going to announce this song before we play it?
If you do, tell us where you have heard it, and we'll send you a gift.
Big City Talk.
Up.
boring rock there.
Sounded so bad.
And the Sell It to the World song. And that's a song about moaning about being a pop sensation.
Oh, yeah, it's so tough.
Yeah, it's always the bands that never make it who are always whinging and moaning about the fact that if they did ever become a great sensation, they would give it all away.
Yeah, go work at a car wash.
Bill, it's time for poetry now, and we are very privileged today to have permission to poetrize a Paul McCartney song because he is an icon to Bill. He helped Bill get through some very difficult times in the 70s when Bill was on the road with Wigs and basically couldn't stand the music.
Basically, I was broke and I...
Bill was doing merchandise.
I needed access to McCartney's medicine cabinet.
So Mel was doing... Mel made all sorts of promises.
I had
promises.
To get there before Linda got stuck into it because she was a pig.
Bill wanted to go on the road with Wigs until he realized that it wasn't the Beatles.
That's
he
it.
Wasn't doing
where's
Beatles.
Where's Love Me Do? Where's Help?
And where's Yoko?
Where's Hard Day's Night? Where's Yoko?
Bill used to have a soft spot for Yoko, and he used to think that she was a real tasty little number. unofficially...
Did I?
Unofficially, you may find Bill Zabersberg heading off to New York occasionally in the hope of hooking up with Yoko. But Bill, this takes us back to Paul McCartney, who was the most talented wing of all of them. The least talented.
He was the least talented Beatle, but he was the most talented wing.
He wrote some really bad stuff during the Beatles. I think Wig was better than the Beatles.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think that his contribution to the Beatles was less than his contribution to Wig.
Oh, look, Ringo had a bigger contribution to the Beatles. And,
well, Ringo was the engine
room.
He was
the Beatles.
And I think you'll find that Ringo actually drummed on a lot of Wing records. he would come back into the studio at night after McCartney had got home.
Redo his bass lines, too.
redo his bass lines on keyboards.
No wonder it sounded terrible.
And I tell you, McCartney was...
on keyboards.
Mel Zammersberg.
Sorry, I'm 7 seconds delayed.
One and two and... Oh, Mel Zammersberg's been down under in the Aussie sun for too long.
God, is this show over yet?
Anyway, today's poetry is the coming up song, like a flower from the wings.
With Mel Zammersberg on the Linda.
You want a love to last forever, one that will never fade away. I want to help you with your problem. Stick around, I say.
It's coming up like a flower.
Coming up, I say. You want a friend you can rely on? One who mills never fade away? And if you're searching for an answer, stick around, I say.
It's coming up like a flower.
It's coming up, yeah. You want some peace and understanding so everybody can be free? I know that we can get together. We can make it. Stick with me.
It's coming up like a flower.
It's coming up for you and me. Coming up, I say. It's coming up like a flower. It's coming up, I feel it in my bones. You want a better kind of future? One that everyone could share? You're not alone. We could all use it. Stick around, we're nearly there.
It's coming up like a flower.
It's coming up everywhere. It's coming up for all to share. It's coming up anyway. It's coming up like a flower. It's coming up. Oh, Bill. Hey, Wing there. And,
the Wing Band.
I love this, Bill. You can hear Ringo Starr's bass guitar. This is all over this like
bass
a cheap...
Bass keyboards.
He's bass keyboards all over this like a cheap suit.
Like a cheap bass.
You can feel it rubbing up against your shoulders. Yeah. It's like that itchy material.
It's like that wax that gets stuck in you and you got to get a cotton bud. Dig it out.
We have a giveaway coming up later. We got an interview with Muhammad Ali. We got an interview with John Stamos. We got an interview with Paris Hilton. We got an interview with John DeJong. We got an interview with Delta about her new album, which has been kiboshed. We have an interview with the Beckhams and the Skeletor. Also, too, we'll be talking to Avril Lavigne about why she rejected my offer of a hot and saucy experience. And also, too, Bill, I will be talking to John Bagiovi, a.k.a. John Jovi, about the new Bon Jovi box set of 20 CDs.
And considering there's about 5 minutes left of show, these are going to be pretty quick interviews.
Wings now and the coming up hit. That's hot, and we'd like to say hey to all the Wings members who are still about, who are listening to
except
us.
Except for Paul, because he's an asshole.
He's an asshole. But the other Wings members are huddled around their digital receiver in the UK and tuning in because they were downwind of news bell that they would be talked about on today's show. Mm-hmm. Bill, our quick segment now is about great British backing singers of the 1980s, mm-hmm. and I'd like to kick things off with D.C. Lee.
D.C.
D.C. was great. Looked a little like Say Day, Bill, as I recall.
I think she tried to
copy that whole thing.
Tried to copy Say Day.
Yeah. She was white, actually, naturally.
Was she?
Well, she was, Bill, but then she went in to try to look like Say Day, but she was never going to have a head like it. Say Day had a head like a grapefruit, and you could not... Mark, you could not copy that.
She was ugly.
No, but she wasn't, Bill. She was classically
Ugly.
But she was a beautiful woman, Sade, even though she rejected our advances around the smooth operator at time. Later on, when it was on the app, they, you know, could wait to get on board.
It was funny, you know, when Sweetest Taboo came out, you know, she was open to all offers. Then and, fame went to her head.
Mel once asked her to seduce him with, by playing Sweetest Taboo on acoustic, but she said, I can't play.
I can barely sing, play.
And the other great backing singer, Mel, we'd like to pay tribute today is Harold Terry, who was a sensation.
Yep.
She was part of the Fat Rocks era of Helen Terry and Alison Moyet.
Alison Moyet.
And they
a double.
The bigger the cushion, Bill, the harder the pushing. And a lot of good times were had back there. And we'd like to say hey to you too, ladies.
Yeah, luckily I wasn't involved.
Bill Zobisberg was involved in the neck. Don't worry about that. He says he wasn't involved. Oh, Bill Zomersberg.
I might have been taking photos, but I,
you were so heavily medicine, Bill. That stuff's on the net for sale. And he's saying he wasn't there. Bill, John Bogovi.
It's only because you sold it to the Russian mafia.
Macy Gray has got a best of out already. I think it's. I think she's.
What?
I think it's premature.
Yeah.
Regis Philbin has been on air for 15,188 hours and put him in the Guinness Book of Records.
15,188 hours, too long.
You can just imagine the person, Bill, to sit down from the Guinness Book of Records. We 27th of September, you know, 1963. Were you on air all week? Well, I'd say I was.
Yeah.
But do we know that you were?
Yeah.
We'll just put it down as if I was on air every day. It was like the Guinness Book of Records. You got to prove that you turned up at the studio.
That's it.
On the show.
Could have been a guest host.
You could have been at the back checking out things. You know?
Hi, you've reached Mel and Sol at Big City Talk. They can't take your call at the moment because you're not rich or famous enough. If you were rich or famous enough, you wouldn't be calling on this number.
Big City Talk.
Back off.
One of the greatest names in radio.
Big City Talk.
Big City Talk oozes American craftsmanship. Get some now. And keep it till winter.
Bill, we got to go.
Yeah.
We got to run. We love you out there. You can hear us fantastic at BigCityTalk.com. If you want to win 10 CDs, it is fantastic at BigCityTalk.com. Check out our loose meat at www.BigCityTalk.com. Thank you, Eddie Wiener.
Oh, thank you, Saul. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Eddie.
Mel, it's been great. We'll see you people next time around on Big City Talk.
That's life. That's what people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top way up there next June. That's life. Funny as it seems, some people get their kicks stomping on other people's dreams. I ain't gonna let it get me down, 'cause this old world just keeps spinning round. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I learned one thing. Each time I found myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. So that's life. I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, but my heart wouldn't buy it. If I didn't think it was at least worth a try, I just roll myself up in a big ball and die. Yeah, that's life, yeah. That's what people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back on top, oh, I hope next June. That's life. Funny as it seems, some people get their kicks out of stomping on a dream. I ain't gonna let it get me down, 'cause this whole world just keeps spinning round. I've been a bumper, a bumper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I learned one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. I can't deny it. Lord knows I thought of quitting, but my heart wouldn't buy it. If I didn't think it was at least worth a try, I'd just roll myself up in a big ball and
City Talk is a Carol DeZommer production.
Made by the Wonderland Agency.
And distributed internationally by RZB,
the world's biggest satellite radio network.